This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The World Food Programme and the United Nations Refugee Agency are warning that the crisis in South Sudan could endanger millions of lives in the coming months if urgent action is not taken to put an end to the conflict and support the civilians who are struggling to survive. The executive director of WFP, Erthewyn Cousin, has just returned from a visit to the country. She spoke to me about her organization's commitment to helping the most vulnerable and the importance of peace as a path to food security.
We have separate mandates, but we are all focused on serving the beneficiaries at country level to ensure that we are meeting the food assistance needs of the most vulnerable in the world. That regardless of where you're located in the world, that you have the opportunity to live a life that is, where you have access to nutritious foods 12 months out of the year, and where you have the ability to ensure that smallholder farmers can move beyond subsistence to providing the economic support that is necessary for their families.
You've just come back from a country that's in the midst of conflict, South Sudan. You brought a strong message back from women about tell the world about what's happening in our country. Perhaps you could just talk just briefly about that.
Simply put, let me just say, we can achieve food security. We can't achieve economic opportunity without peace. That's what these women were saying to me, is that, yes, they want to provide food for their children, they want education for their children, but more than anything else, they want peace. Because where there is crisis, where there is conflict, there is no opportunity for a sustainable and durable future.
Just one last question, just regarding, I asked President Sirleaf about Pope Francis. He has talked about the scandal of food insecurity, of food waste. Again, a common bond there.
I had the privilege of an audience with Pope Francis, and he spoke to me about the challenges of structural poverty and the injustice that poverty creates in opportunity for people around the world. There's a recognition by the Pope that it is scandalous that children still go to bed hungry. And what has benefited all of us who work on these issues is his voice on the responsibility that we share as a global community to the most vulnerable to ensure that no child goes hungry.